Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure, pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. Special guest tonight, Bing Crosby, yours truly, Toby Reed, Gail Gordon, Hans Conried, Henry Blair, Meredith Wilson, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
As we look in at the Burns home today, we find Gracie in urgent consultation with her next-door neighbor, Dr. Miller, the psychiatrist.
You know, it's George I'm worried about, Dr. Miller. He's in the other room right now, so we can talk about him.
Well, what seems to be the trouble with George?
Well...
And if I call you, Buttercup, the dandelions would eat you up. The fire rain and change your name into mine.
Was that your...
Yes.
Mrs. Burns, I'm only a psychiatrist. That man needs a physician. He's suffering.
Oh, no, no. He was sane. And that's what I'm worried about.
And with very good reason.
You see, George has a complex about Bing Crosby. He's rude because Bing got all the singing jobs he should have had.
I see. He feels that Crosby has usurped his rightful glory.
And it's true. Who's the most popular man in show business today? Bing Crosby. And how did he get there? Over my husband's dead tonsils.
What do you mean, Gracie?
Bing Crosby kept George from singing.
More wonder he's very popular in show business. How did Bing accomplish this endearing feat?
Oh, well, it all started back in 1932 when George and I worked in a picture with Bing, the big broadcast. Now, George was supposed to sing, but someone opened the windows in his dressing room and he caught cold. So, Bing got the song.
I see.
Now, mind you, I don't say it was Bing who opened those windows, but draw your own conclusion.
Well, Mrs. Burns, Bing Crosby is a very fine and a very intelligent man. Therefore, I think it's safe to assume he did open the window.
I knew it. That's how he kept George's voice out of picture. Then came radio. In 1935, the Kraft program went on the air. They wanted a voice that would sell seeds, so George auditioned.
What happened?
Well, Mr. Kraft himself said that George Burns has the cheesiest voice in America. What? Did he get the program? No. Crosby got it. Politics.
You really believe your husband is good, huh?
Oh, to my mind, George Burns is the greatest singer of all time. Go, Dr. Miller, I wish you could fix everyone's mind so they think like me.
Unfortunately, by my oath as a psychiatrist, I have sworn to do just the opposite. However, your husband's complex is a very real condition, and we must help him.
Well, how can we do that?
By building up his ego. We must flatter him until his faith in himself is restored, and he once more sings every day at his fullest power. Then he'll be happy, you'll be happy, and I'll keep my windows closed.
Now, you're staring around, so we'll fire him now.
Well, Gracie, Dr. Miller.
Hello, George. Gracie and I were just saying what a beautiful singing voice you have.
Really? Well, sit down, Doc. I'll sing you 14 or 15 numbers.
From time to time,
I just remember I have a patient waiting.
But, Doc,
some other time, George.
From time to time.
Nobody ever listens to me. Crosby is the one they want to hear.
Oh, true to Crosby. You're twice the singer he is.
I know, but he's the one they want to hear.
I can't understand why. All he ever sings is White Christmas. They ever say it's the color of Christmas he's through.
Get over the way he cut me out of the picture in the big broadcast of 1932.
And the same thing happened in 1933 when we made college humor with him. He sang the hit song, Learn to Croon.
Learn to croon. If you want to win my heart,
you know, they shouldn't have let Crosby mess that song up. They should have let you do it.
You're right.
And then Peg down the old ox road was in the same picture and didn't grab that one, too.
Down the old ox road. Or you'll never find out where it is by looking in there.
That that was meant for you. Nobody could go down the old ox road but the old ox himself.
Well,
I guess I was robbed. And it's kept up. In 1934, we may wear our dressing. And one of the Hatoons was loved by neighbor. Again, they let Crosby mangle it instead of you.
Loved by neighbor?
Uh-huh, what a voice. You know, I've got an idea.
Step up and say, how do you?
Oh, that's beautiful, dear. Now, my idea...
Deeper, it's good to see you, pal.
Lovely. My idea...
Oh, trick.
My idea...
What? No.
Oh, I'd rather let you do it. You'll never get to let
me. Oh, that's up to you, yes, in order.
You'll never get the recognition you deserve as long as Jim is around. My idea is to get him to retire.
Well, how did he get him to retire?
Well, I'll make him think he's getting too old to work. And then you can take over.
But, Gracie, if I take over Crosby's work, what will happen to the work I do now?
What work do you do now?
Well, I take care of... I do all the... I'm the one who... Go see Crosby.
Well, hello, Sonny. Is your father Bing Crosby at home?
Sure, come on in.
Thank you.
House is getting cleaned up. He's been playing football with us kids. He was Notre Dame and we were Southern California.
Oh, who won?
Well, let's put it this way. It was a terrible upset.
I see.
What are you going to talk to Pop about?
Well, I'm going to see if I can get him to retire.
What's that?
Oh, well, when a man retires, he just plays golf and goes fishing and hunting and doesn't worry about this.
Gee, Pop's been retired for years.
Well, I want him to retire even more. I want him to stop singing so that my husband can become the country's favorite singer.
Oh, well, I'll go get him. You wait right here, Mrs. Sinatra.
Well, if he plays football with his sons, he must be in pretty good condition. I really have to lay it on thick to talk him into his time.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you... Why, Gracie, how are you?
I'm afraid a little boy made a mistake. I wanted to see his father, not his grandfather.
Grandfather.
Yes. Haven't you got a son named Bing?
No, we got him by just about any other name, though.
Well, have it back to your rocking chair, old timer. I want to talk to Bing Crosby, the singer.
Gracie, don't you recognize me? Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Bing! Why, it's you! Oh, you poor man. Here, lean on my shoulder.
Well, what is this old age routine? You wouldn't be giving me the needle, would you?
Well, gladly. Where's the adrenaline?
Why, really look that bad?
Well, Bing, I don't know now. I don't want to worry you, but you know that last picture you made with Alice Fitzgerald?
Yeah?
Well, it wasn't until you sang that I knew which one was you.
Daisy, surely you're jesting.
No, Bing, you're driving yourself too hard. Besides movies, you're a radio actor, and that must tire you out.
Well, the radio program doesn't tire me so much, but I do get a bit bushed delivering those large circles, the big sets. The television they have.
Yeah.
We've got the 1201.
I know.
The portable item, but the big set.
Yeah. Well, Bing, there's only one thing for you to do.
Yeah?
You've got to retire before it's too late.
Oh, that word, retire, has a lovely ring to it. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I could? Then I wouldn't have to care how I dress.
You mean you do now?
Please. These little ensembles are chosen by my tailor, a man with impeccable taste, but deaf.
Uh-huh. He can't see too well, either.
Oh, Oh, but there's no use dreaming, Gracie. How can I retire? I have contracts, commitments.
Well, that's where I can help you, Ben. Now, look, I have a friend who could step right into your shoes. He sounds enough like you to be your brother.
Really?
Yes. He'll take over your jobs and your money.
That is my brother.
Now, then, this is someone else. A beautiful singer.
Terry Coleman.
No.
Dick Haynes.
No.
Don't tell me it's, F-R-A-N-T.
Oh, no, no, no.
Forgive me for spelling, but I don't want the children to learn that word.
I don't know, Gracie, who is this singer you've groomed to take my place?
My husband. The devil is yours, Nightingale. Sugar throat burns.
I didn't know he could sing.
Oh, yes. Yeah? That big, handsome dude is 110 pounds of solid talent.
Well, this I must see and hear.
Well, get your hat and we'll go see him right now.
Good. I'll get her.
Yes,
Bob? Run and fetch my red suede bowler with the green feather, will you? Tell your mother I'll be gone for an hour or so.
Oh, gee, Pop. He wanted you to play Cowboys and Indians with us.
Sorry, laddie boy. This time you'll have to scalp your mother. Come along,
Gracie. Oh, yes, Daddy. It's too late to scalp your father.
Yes, Tobe. But you need more than smooth rhythm to make a really beautiful tango.
Well, now, if that means you're going to arrange one for us, Meredith, I know we'd all like to sit back and listen.
Okay, Tobe, see if you can guess what tango this is. First, just the harmony. Now we'll add a counter melody for richness.
Well, that's mighty luscious, Meredith, but what's the number?
Patience, my boy, patience, while we add that bigger tango rhythm. And now we'll combine the melody to complete this blend of tango music at its very best.
The beautiful Romberg tango from New Moon. And friends, just as our favorite tangos are created by expertly blending many orchestral parts, so too with the creation of America's favorite coffee, Maxwell House. The superb quality, the famous good-to-the-last-drop flavor of Maxwell House demands that not just one, but many choice Latin American coffees be included in the final superb Maxwell House blend. With great care and skill, the Maxwell House experts help and select Manizales for mellowness, for richness they add Medellin, for vigor they choose other choice coffee. And for fine full body they add Bucaramanga. The sum total is the flavor perfection of America's favorite coffee, Maxwell House. A blend so flavorful, so completely satisfying, it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. So friends, enjoy the extra flavor of Maxwell House coffee yourself. You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Ask for Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Oh, I have some good news, George. Bing has agreed to retire and let you take over his career.
Really, Bing? Well, I have the matter under consideration. Gracie tells me that you've bleated beautiful batch of baritone.
Well, I do have the type of voice that makes women swoon.
Oh, don't be so modest. When you sing, the men sing. Now, I'll leave you two alone to talk business, huh? Excuse me.
Certainly, Gracie. George, now, if you take over my chores, just what percentage of my weekly stipend would you figure to latch on to?
Well, roughly 95%.
Move that out a little.
Well, we'll see. How do you get paid, then?
Well, my weekly check is sent to my brother Everett, who deducts 10% of agent's fees. He then passes it to brother Larry, who deducts another 10%.
What for?
Well, he's my brother Everett's agent.
See.
Now, Larry, he now laterals the check to my brother Barney, who deducts 15%.
What's he?
He's Larry's business manager. And Barney then kicks the tattered remnants of the check to the home team, where Dixie makes a nice running over-the-shoulder catch. Removes the fast 40% and cuts up the rest with the four boys.
Well, Bing, how do you get your hands on any money?
Well, fortunately, my youngest boy isn't too hip on the fight racket. I managed to trip him for an occasional bust by getting him to place a small wager against Joe Lewis.
What a system.
If Joe ever has a bad night, there goes my mad money.
Well, money isn't important to me, Bing. I'll take over your program for free.
One thing that worries me, George, now suppose I decided to come out of retirement someday. If you're as good as Gracie says, I'll never get my program back.
Well, you're right. Tell you what, then. I won't say much that. I'll hold that.
Hold that, huh? Well, that's mighty decent of you, hold that. By the way, I'm anxious to hear you, Croom. You going to give me a shortcut to some of your mellow stuff?
Okay, then.
Well, the bird, the sweetest thing, and the perfume flowers are bringing them, the winners won't have it cutting by.
Well, Bing,
don't hold back quite so much.
Did you get all of the tail
saddles? Gracie, I'm not so sure I shouldn't have.
What?
Well, I just put the Erie on Sugar Throat here. Boy's a little granulated.
Bing, how can you say that? But George was a sensation even back in vaudeville.
This boy wowed them in the old two-a-day?
Oh, the audiences loved him. Well, they used to bring their lunches and share them with George.
Really?
Well, when he started to sing, they'd throw the food on the stage.
That's right, Bing.
You see, Bing, ordinary singers like you can handle notes like A and E and G, but just sing notes that aren't even in the scale.
Makes them up himself, huh?
Oh, great.
So it's true, George. According to Paul Weissman, you want Citadel.
And L.
Yes. You hit a high note, and Weissman said, that note's
I remember. I remember.
It may surprise you a little, Gracie, but I hit the same note myself. L note.
Ah, you're bragging.
You don't think I can, Al? Well, you just get George to grab a fistful of the white keys over there in that piano, and I'll prove a point to you.
How soon will I be seeing you? How soon? I wish I really knew. And when will I be saying words you want to hear? Tender little lovers, for the old meaning clear, how soon will I be close to you and dance the way we used to do? I see your star eyes gleaming. Don't mind me if I'm dreaming. Tell me, darling, now, how soon.
That was beautiful. Do you know, Gracie? I'm not better than Ben.
You're not?
He's just as good as I am. Come in. Hi, Burns.
Hello.
Well, Dave.
Oh, hi, Bill Boy.
This is Dave.
You two seem to know one another.
Why, everyone knows this lady's man. Tetzel may have its Leo the Lion, but paramount, we have Willie the Wolf.
Well, Bing and I used to live next door to one another.
That's right. But Bill moved away. When we had four boys, he saw there was no future in it. Bill, listen, you're an old trusted friend of mine. I should certainly treasure your advice.
Yeah?
Would you tell me, really tell me the truth, you know? Do you think I should retire?
Oh, no, Ben. You can't retire. You and I are the number one and number two attractions at Fairmont. If you retire, we'll fill the number two spot.
That's a good idea.
Now, that reminds me, Ben. If you retire, George will not only replace you on the radio, but in pictures.
What? You want George to replace Ben in pictures?
Well, why not? You look pretty good in there besides Bob Hope.
Besides Hope, anybody looks good.
And George is a wonderful actor, too. You wait right here and I'll go get a trip to book clipping.
You may go now.
So you have to repeat broadcast. You can straighten these things out. And do it again.
Yes. Hope to bring back the right clipping. Well, I hadn't counted on taking over your picture work, Ben, but I guess I can handle it. What picture are you shooting right now?
Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court.
Oh, Ben.
Yeah?
If anybody replaces you in that picture, it should be me.
You feel it?
Yes, I'm a natural for that chivalry stuff. You know, women think of me as a knight.
They do?
Oh, sure. Every time I take a girl home from the date, she says, what a knight.
Oh,
Now, look, believe me, Ben. I would be sensational in that King Arthur picture. Now, get this scene, boy. Hey, the knights are all sitting at the round table, polishing their armor and sipping their Maxwell House coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, delicious, mellow Maxwell House are wonderfully satisfying, good to the last drop.
The knights are sluicing up the Maxwell House.
Boy.
Giving
it
the sausage treatment.
True, yes. King Arthur's is Gadsden Spinnerville with more than 1,000 brands to choose from. More people buy and enjoy ye Maxwell House than any other brands of coffee in ye world.
Bill, I hate to break ye heart. There was no Maxwell House coffee in King Arthur's time.
Really, George? What did you fellas drink back in those days? Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure. Yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy.
Hey, look, Bill. If anybody replaces Bing in the Connecticut Yankee, it'll be me.
Well, okay, George, but that'll be the first time a Connecticut Yankee was ever played by a California jerk. So long, Bing.
Oh, you know, George, my vision of retirement grows dimmer by the moment.
But, Bing, you... Oh, here comes Gracie. Well, Gracie, what about my press clipping?
Oh, I found them.
Well?
I read them.
Well?
I burned them.
Well, good.
Well, they weren't fair to him, Bing. He's really a fine actor. He can express tender love in a way that melts the heart. He can express sheer horror in a way that kills the blood. Show him, George.
Come closer to me.
Oh, horrible. No, I can't stand it.
That was tender love.
Oh.
I'm surprised, yeah. You know, Luella might differ with me, but I don't think this kid is quite ready for pictures.
Well, look. Here comes our friend, Mr. Judson. We'll ask his opinion about you retiring.
Who's Judson?
Oh, a big oil millionaire from Texas. Hmm. Come in.
Howdy, little lady. Howdy, Burns.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. Oh, I'd like you to meet our friend, Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby? Say, I'm proud to shake your hand. I admire your singing, I admire your acting. You're a mighty celebrated man.
Thank you, sir.
And what part of Texas are you from?
I'm not a Texan.
Oh, now you must be kidding. A famous man like you just can't be a foreigner.
I hail from the happy little hamlet of Spokane, Washington.
Now, where at is that?
That's about 1,000 miles due north.
Oh, doggone, that's hard luck. Just over the Texas border.
Hey,
Now, Mr. Jackson, we'd like your opinion on something. Do you think Bing Crosby should retire?
Well, would you like to, Bing?
Well, it wouldn't be bad to settle down to a little serious golf.
No, that sounds right good. Doctor out here advised me to take up that game for my health, so I went and bought myself 3 golf clubs.
Only 3? Which clubs did you buy?
Lakeside, Hillcrest, and the Hollywood Country Club.
Well, that's a good beginning.
Yeah. Now, say, if you do retire, Ben, I'd admire to have you visit me on my ranch. Of course, it ain't much as ranches go in Texas.
How big a patch of ground you got?
Well, I don't rightly know. I sent some fellas out to survey it 10 years ago, and they ain't done yet.
Sounds a bit cramped, don't it?
Yeah, but I got some real fine horses on it. Say, seems to me like I read you used to own some horses yourself.
Well, it's always been a moot question. I can only say they went by that name. They had 4 legs. Some of them did.
Yeah. Well, now, I guarantee you'd like these cow ponies of mine.
Cow ponies?
Yep.
Well, what a wonderful combination. You can ride them and milk them, too.
Let's have a decision. Are you going to retire and let me take over your career?
Well, George, in all fairness, I haven't heard you sing at your best. You rascal, you held back on me, you know.
Well, I'll give you another sample.
Okay. This time, don't thin it out. Now, lay it on to me the full depth.
Oh, yes, sir. Pull the trigger on the shaft out of your throat and let the bullet of melody blast Ding right into retirement.
Okay.
Don't even know where the red goes so far. Oh, fine. We love you. And don't get in a hurry. It'll only come to the red goes red.
Well, what do you think?
Well, that does it. I'm going right home and get my golf club.
You're going to
fire? No, I'm going to burn the clubs. I've got work to do.
Join us again Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Meredith Wilson, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. And now, here are our stars.
Gee, I can't believe that Crosby turned me down. I feel
awful. Oh, don't you fret, Phyllis. You're still going to take over Bing Crosby's career.
If you'd like to back that opinion, so you'll get you fired.
Well, Bing, you'll have to retire someday. It may be 50 or 60 years from now, but don't be waiting.
50 or 60 years? Let's see, that'd place Sugar Throat well over the century mark. Think you can capture the public's fancy at such a ripe old age?
Why not? Al Jolson did it.
That's right. I forgot about Al. I'll see you in about 50 or 60 years, George.
That's a good thing. Boom, 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 boom. Don't leave the door in the way.
Hey, where do you live, Roxanne?
I live out in Bethlehem.
And what do you eat, Roxanne?
I eat Jell-O.
Jell-O in those 6 delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Delightful, every one of them. Rich tasting and fruit-like because they're all locked-in flavors. Sealed right in by a special process so they can't get out till your first tempting spoonful. And Jell-O's coming back, so ask for...
Jell-O, 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 Jell-O.
Good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Keith Fowler and Paul Hemming. Now stay tuned in, for Noel Webster says, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.